It's the streets, baby. Let's go.
I'm brainless, different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining, my nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking, fucked up ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to, but dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit. What the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who we got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I seen my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes at niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-C, up your fell at it, you dent. I get word through the street like
the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. We coming to you live, March 12, 2014. You already know, man, the streets is talking from a street perspective. It's your boy, the host, L Boogie. You know I got my cellmate, the producer of the show, D-Ro, and Jewel's the G, always on assignment. But before we get started, how was your weekend, Ro? What's the deal, baby?
Oh, there we go. You know, it's championship weekend, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Man, I just love this week coming up because it's March Madness. We're going down, you know what I'm saying? Today ain't the 12th, Big Seven. I know you're ahead. It's March Madness. It's the 10th. But we're going to get it in anyway. You know how we do it. The streets are talking, man. What's the deal with my brother, man? You know the weekend was good. Won a championship this weekend. So I'm very excited about that. Way to go, Legacy. That's what's up, Coach. That's what's up, Coach Boogie. That's how we get down, you know. So, hey, way to start the march off with a victory in the championship round. So I'll take that all day, every day. You know what I mean? But, you know, big shouts out to everybody checking us out on the web. You know, big ups to everybody who been calling in to the asylum. You know how we get down. It's your boy T-Row and L Boogie Dougie. L Boogie, man, you know, I just, you know, Selection Sunday is coming up, and we're going to talk more about this on Friday. But, man, how many top five teams going to lose? I mean, come on, Virginia. You just get there, and then you get bounced out. I mean, come on, Virginia. What is going on? I don't understand. What's happening, L Boogie? Talk to me, man. Free agency tomorrow in the NFL.
Four p.m. tomorrow starts the frenzy of free agency for the NFL. It's a lot of guys on tap. Key names: Richard Incognito. Yes, everybody needs a left tackle. You got Carlos Dansby from the Cardinals. He had a hell of a year. You had Brian Arakpo. Now, see, he's been tagged. But the thing about that with the new bargaining system, somebody can match that offer or go over to get him. Santana Moss, honestly. Santana, you just hope you get off. You hope, baby. You got Dexter McClatchy from the Chiefs. Teddy Ginn Jr. from my hometown, from the Panthers. Somebody's going to pick him up. Dante, and if you minus the W, Hittner, another Cleveland guy from Glenville. He's a free agent, and Jacoby Jones, the return specialist slash wide receiver from the Ravens, he's on the board. So you got a lot of guys out there in free agency. After tomorrow, 4 p.m., they're going to be saying what I always say. I know you smell the money.
It's going down. And, you know, it's a whole lot of other big names out there, you know. And, man, I just don't know what to say about it, L Boogie. It's going to be a frenzy week. When we get to Friday, we're going to have to name Friday Frenzy Friday because it's going to be so many new faces in different places. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be cool to see because the NFL always, is, I ain't going to say always, but lately it's been getting better. Last 4 or 5 years, guys going to places that they really fit in and make the teams better. You know what I mean? A lot of coaches have been picked up, established, you know what I mean? So we really going to see what's going to go down in this here free agency, boy. I can't wait, man. You know, I really can't wait. This is hot. March Madness, Selection Sunday. We already got five teams that have made their way in, you know what I'm saying? Good old Wichita State. First team to be undefeated going to the tournament this year. You know, LJ rep that Dallas. You know what I'm saying? LJ with the split, with the part down the middle.
That was 1991. That was a very long time ago. I had hair back then. So it's been a long time since Wichita State has done something big.
Hey,
so,
hey, no homo.
Know, no homo.
Your hair was kind of tight, though, man. You know, you came in with that little pretty boy look with the high top. Oh, hey, what's this little fresh dude, you know, got the New York walk with the East Coast accent, with the Midwest game. I'm like, who is this dude? You know what I'm saying? It was nobody other than L Boogie Dougie.
Oh, yeah.
But Wichita State, clinched, they punched, they ticket in. I know we're going to get to the NCAA later. You know, Mercer pulled off a great upset against Florida Gulf Coast, made their way in. First time since 85, since they've been there. Coastal Carolina went ahead and took care of the Big South. Eastern Kentucky, down there in the Ohio Valley, they took care of business. And the first ones to get in, of course, was that Ivy League of Harvard. We'll see what Harvard going to do, see if they can make a run. But, you know, we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. But, man, let me ask you this, man. Honestly, since LeBron scored 61 on Monday, woo! It's been a downhill slope, boy. I'm talking about that slope is going down fast, you know, but it's like got ice on it, man, with no skates on. You know what I mean? Since LeBron scored 61, Not only have the Miami Heat lost three in a row, Oklahoma City has lost three in a row, Indiana that lost four in a row. What's going on in the league, man? I thought these teams were the top dogs, man. What's happening with the teams in the NBA? They just going to let poor old San Antonio, who now has the best record in the NBA, they going to let the old boys just go cruise in the playoffs, knocking people upside the head, go get back to the finals? Come on, Oklahoma City. I thought you was better than that. What happened there, Boogie? Can you tell me what happened?
Here's the deal. Let me talk to you. I'm going to give it to you just like this, bro, because I'm giving it to you from a street perspective. They're getting bored. These good teams are getting bored. It's the dog days of the NBA with the good teams. They're losing to teams they should be beating. And when it's time to play and win on the road against teams just their caliber, they're not getting the energy. Look at yesterday when the game went into overtime. No energy from the Heat. That lets you know how good LeBron James is. When LeBron is not effective, and I'm not talking about being effective as far as rebounds and assists. I'm talking about his field goal percentage. See, when he's 8 for 22, that's not good. When he's 10 for 17, now he can give more assists. Now it opens it up for more of D-Wade and Ray Allen. So that's what I say about the Heat with their losing streak. It's not about how he's getting his points because he still had over 20, but it's the field goal percentage that makes LeBron effective. Now, these other teams, OKC and Indiana's not used to being the top dog. They're not used to seeing teams wanting to beat them every night now that they are one of the best in the league. They have to get used to being the haunted now. They used to haunt. Now you're the prey. Can you avoid being snapped by the hyenas? Because there's a lot of them coming for you. Streets. So, and with OKC, I'm going to tell you this. It's not about Westbrook. It's not about KD. It's about old Serge Ibaka. And when Ibaka is effective, then OKC is effective. But when Ibaka is struggling from the field, it's very tough for Kevin Durant and Westbrook to do what they do in a half-court setting. Now, on the break, there's nobody in the game besides LeBron James. You heard what I said? Because LeBron is a one-man fast break. But besides OKC, there's no other team in the league that can finish a break than that team. Or Toronto. So those, I say that, and with those guys losing right now, but they'll get it together when April comes, last part of the season. But right now, it's dog days of the league. There's under 20 games remaining. But those hot teams like your Houston's, your Clippers, I'm not worried about those hot playoffs because your role players got to play. And we know that sometimes our role players, their booty holes get tight. So we all know when it comes that time, these guys that are balling right now, yeah, because 82 games, you're flying in and out of cities or you're at the crib.
Right.
But when I got to sit down and watch video of you and have to play you in a week, we will see if you can play. So it's going to be very, very interesting, these guys that are winning and doing good now. We'll see what they do in the playoffs. We will see. Now I ask you this, though. What's up with OKC letting guys getting career days on them? Jody Meeks, Gerald Green, they like, man, I can't wait to play OKC. I might have a career night.
You have a great chance of having a career night against Oklahoma City because, you know, in the West, baby, they just like to run. And that's the only problem with Oklahoma City. I think they get so caught up in running that they forget who they're playing against. And the Lakers are, I mean, yeah, they don't have the what we're used to seeing, but they do have a squad. Come on, man. Jody Meeks can shoot. And if you let a guy like Jody Meeks catch fire, you let a guy like Gerald Green, who not just did it against Oklahoma City. He's been kind of doing it all season. He let guys like that hit one or two threes in a row. That means you got to step up. It's time to get in the grill. You just can't let these boys shoot. You got the green light of the NBA, players. Too wide open, man. So, you know, Indiana, hey, man, you better step it up. I'm like you, L Boogie. It's different when you're the prey and you're being hunted more than you hunting your meal. You know what I mean? Yes, they want to see Miami, but, hey, Indiana, don't get lost in the sauce, baby. You got to make it to the joint to even get a chance to play against them boys again. So I hope you get your mind right and get it going. I'm not worried about Miami. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's all about that dude. And if the King can do what he's supposed to do, everybody else going to be fine. It's just a little fault. But I'm going to tell you this. And you better listen to me and listen to me good. First of all, I'm going to give you props about Toronto because before the season even started, you told me to look out for Toronto. So big ups to your brother on Toronto, Pete. I give you that. Watch out for the Houston Rockets. That boy James Harden and even Dwight. Man, look at her, look at her. Man, look at here, look at here. I'm going to get more to that after the break, but you know. Oh, my God. We don't have a problem.
Streets. Let me ask you this, Rob, before we go to the break. After we come from the break, I'm going to ask you your opinion about what the governor said. He said if you shut down 70% of the NBA, you wouldn't notice it. And secondly, it would be more crime. What do you feel about that? After we come back from the break, it's the streets. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. It's Juelz, T-Raw, and I'm your wholesale boogie. Let's go.
You can have convertibles and a hard top. Open up a few doors since we had a hard knock. Life, open up. With restaurants and legs, they open up. Start a franchise, so my dog could quit wearing the fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. Until my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who was just trying to do it big but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class wherever he like, with hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls, yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world.
Still, even in the photo, thinking about the ex-girl I hold though. Like, will we have won it all, or would I have lost it all? Like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know though. Like, why don't schools teach more mathematics, less trigonometry and more about taxes? They had the chalkboard teaching us ass backwards. How about preparing us for life instead of lab rats? With a mansion that's about five floors, no more sleeping on the couches cause we got five more. With the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for, and at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep, that way we could catch up instead of chase dreams. And finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Money, I can rule the world.
A dream? Well, that's how I feel. Sometimes I gotta pinch a fat ass to see if it's real. I specifically remember, no heat in the winter. Now I supply heat for the winter. Then I skate to the beach for the winter. When it come to chips, boy, a nigga get a grip. No cleats, I'm a winner. Show love to the hoes and the freaks. I remember hit the club and raised hell all week for the sinners. Meet a young dentist, the menace to society. Check my sobriety, fuck hoes and varieties. Shame that these things is the reason you admire me. But I'm getting dope, man, these flows gon' retire me. Splurging all crazy, switching lanes in the rain, swerving all crazy.
Word.
Style on the dial, I've been serving y'all lately. Cheddar on Federer, ball till I fall, etc., etc.
I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yes, diamonds and pearls. And enough money to rule the world.
The streets is talking. a sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, if I can rule the world, the streets is talking to the sports officials, man. We'll be on ESPN, man, taking over first pick if I can rule the world.
Block him.
You already know.
I'm with that. I don't want to take over. I just want to sit side by side my dude Skip.
I'm sitting side with T. Nick and Lily Neal.
And
OG.
And maybe we'll even have Juelz and Mitch in the studio.
Oh, my. That's what I want. And I give all my props to our snitches in the street giving us all the info. You already know. Because they telling a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. But before we went to break, bro, I was talking about the governor from Minnesota when he tweeted and said, if 70% of the NBA was not existing, nobody would notice and crime rates would be up. I want you to ponder on that. That's the streets question of the night. And you know, we're from the streets as well. But I just want you to ponder on that before you answer it, because I have a, you know what I'm saying, a couple of viewers, you know what I mean, to speak. But that's something that I want the streets out there, you know, before you fly your kites, get in, write it down.
Man, L Boogie, let me tell you something. Poor old governor. Sometimes in this world today, you have to go to what we call cell phone etiquette class. Because my dude on ESPN, Mr. Herm Edwards, who says it all the time, says it every time during this time from April to January. He tells us this. Whatever you do, don't press send. Whatever you do, look at it before. Look, don't press send, man. And when you get caught up in today's technology, man, when you hit send, it is over. When you hit that green button, or when you hit okay, hell boogie. I mean, you know, unless you stay in a location where you just can't get no service at all. I mean, yeah, I give you credit if you stay on top of South Mountain and you ain't got no service whatsoever. I give you that. Camelback Mountain, Squatty. For those that don't know, that's the people who got them houses in the mountains out here, live with scorpions and rattlesnakes. I ain't doing all that. I stay in the hood before I get up there with them scorpions. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, Herm Edwards has told us over and over again for the last 4-5 years, do not press send. When you press send, it is all over. And the governor got caught up in pressing send. Once send had been pressed, it was all over. And so once that happened, now we have this to talk about. And what I'm going to say, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real. I really want to say something real bad to that dude, but I'm not. Because this is why I'm not going to do it, L Boogie. It's because he recognizes what's really going on. He just so happened to say it in the sense to where it's just recognized who he's talking about. Because I tell you this, let the NBA, let hoop stop. Guess what's going to happen? Crime going to rise. And even where he the governor at, it's going to rise. It's going to rise. And I'm going to tell you like this, even in Minnesota, crime going to rise. I don't care how cold it is. Them boys going to get out. We ain't got nothing else to do. Let's go out here and gangbang. You don't want the gangbanging to jump back into effect. So, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but you just can't single us out like that, Governor. You single us out, we going to call you out. Hell, Boogie, tell me how you feel. What's up with it?
Well, I tell you this. I remember, I recall stating on the sports official show that some of these teams do need to be extinct. They need to be scrapped because they, let's be honest, they will not win a championship. But that doesn't mean they need to, you know, maybe we can expand some rosters or develop a team and put them in another city and, you know, make some all-star teams and whatnot. But let's be honest, when Michael Jordan was on TV, the streets, you want to talk about talking? There was no one out on the street. You would call a drug dealer and say, hold on, man, I'll let you know after I see Mike. So for a time period out today, there was no crime. Trust me. In Cleveland, Ohio, when I was staying back there when LeBron James was vividly putting on his display of talent, there was no crime at the time of him being on Sports Ohio or being at the Q. You believe it. Guys were going to the games and they were watching it. You would have to wait till after you saw those guys play. You were talking about crime. Well, you better hope his team's playing in the league. Now, secondly, do you think that some of those guys would be, you know what I mean, thieves or killers, a la Aaron Hernandez, guys who are getting in trouble? Do you think that would make the crime rate go up? They're already committing crimes because they have more money. So without money, do you think that the crime rate would go up? Does he have a point? Yes, he does. He does. He has a valid point. But at the same time, do I think that it's racist? Do you think?
Man,
I don't know
what he's talking about. You know what he's talking about. Don't act like you don't know he's talking about us. You know that's what he's talking about. Even in Minnesota, it don't matter. If you are part of that class, I'm telling you, dog, you know who he was talking about. And then later on today, he sends out an apology talking about, I apologize to anybody I offended. You know what I mean? That's some jack horse. Boo-boo. Have you ever seen a jack horse? It's a big one. Lay boo-boo everywhere you go. That's what they got with this. I'm telling you, man.
So, man, I'm really intrigued on if the NBA is going to make a statement or, you know, if he's going to be reprimanded from his statement or is it going to just be swept under the rug as usual. So I'm really intrigued on what's going on.
He done already hit sin, man, and them people done captured it and took it down and made copies of everything this dude just said. And, yeah, it's going to be, you know, he's going to be held accountable for it. Don't know what the NBA can do to them. Oh, come on, man. Can't do nothing to him. He a fan. He just letting it be known. You know what I'm saying? From his street perspective. You know what I mean? But I feel you,
exactly.
Governor. I know who you're talking about. It's all good. I'm going to take that one on the chin, but I tell you what, better not slip up like that again.
Now, let's jump to college basketball. Now, I've been on it, you know what I mean, and my snitches in the street, my people who gets in touch with Joe Lunardi. Right now, as we speak today, he has Florida, Wichita State, Arizona, and Villanova as his number one seeds. Now, let me ask you this. After, you know, Andrew Wiggins put up 41 over the weekend, it looked as sensational, simulating, and super. You know what I mean? But my question is,
who did they play?
They played West Virginia.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's all I want to know. Okay, go ahead.
And... My question also, Arizona, they lost to Oregon at Oregon 64-57, and, you know, Virginia, they lost. They were number 5, and they were on the road as well. Now, on a neutral court, and I'm asking you this because this is the final polls going into championship week, and they'll make their selection next Sunday. And on Friday, we'll have some guys who we need to watch who's on the bubble, who should be winning as they're propelling in semifinals of big conferences. Now, we know we have our automatic bids, you know what I mean, 32 of them to be, you know what I mean? So I'm asking you, is there one particular team that you think will lose out of those four? Now, we know Wichita State has punched their ticket. They would probably be a number one seed. But out of Florida, Arizona, Villanova, do you see any of those guys losing this week going into Sunday's selection?
I really don't see the number one losing, Florida. Man, when I look at the University of Florida, it's just not the outside. It's the inside that they dominate as well. And it's going to be great to see Billy Donovan and having them Gators back, you know, where they've been, where they haven't been in a long time. I really don't see Florida losing. Surprising as it may be, I really don't see Wichita State losing before they get to the Final Four. It's don't let the 34-0 record fool you. Come on, man. Everybody shoots at you every night when you have that O in the L column. And believe me, Wichita State not an all-freshman and sophomore team. They got a, you know, junior, senior predominantly squad, so they're going to be okay. The teams that I have questions about are Arizona and Villanova. Reason being Villanova is because of their inside play. They have great outside play that's going to be all right to hold up, but the inside is where I have a question mark at. Yes, they have the best dressed coach in the league, you know what I'm saying? But just on that inside, man, that's what I'm afraid of. With U of A, it's just U of A. They just beat themselves. They were number one for a very long time, but I just don't. It's just U of A. U of A will beat themselves. So that's what I think. Who you think would be the one to fall?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Villanova, the best trash coach, but the team is MBG. Nothing but garbage. They'll get knocked out the second round. They might be the first team to lose to a 16 if they ain't careful. Trust me. And let me tell you this. No offense to the U of A. We out here with them. But, you know, Nick Johnson, very athletic, but his jump shot, nothing but garbage. MBG. So I can't give, but he's athletic. He's explosive. You know, but nowadays guys are playing these matchup zones, and we're going to see if he can play. You know what I mean? The freshman, he's good in spurts. And, you know, when we talk about these super freshmen, these highly fantastic guys, I'm not really sold. Reason being, I look at guys, you know, we were giving them praise in the beginning of the year, Julius Randle, these guys, and let's be honest, these guys, they make my, you know, for college, my CBG team, Crybaby Gangster, because they think they're supposed to get calls. They think that, you know, things are supposed to be given to them. Your Marcus Smarts, these guys, they're young, freshmen, sophomores. I think that now it should be a rule where they should go 2 years. Product better. They won't have to keep going to the D League. And I said on the sports official, if these guys go to the D League, we know that they're never going to make a contract such as a LeBron James, a D Wade. So we still need to school them on classes, on developing their mind too, so to do something really with their money. Because they're the ones that's going to have to need something else for sure after basketball. If you average $3 million a year, trust me, you're only going to get $1 million of that because of the taxes. You're in a different tax bracket. Like Meek Mill say, it's levels to this. It's levels to this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, you know what? You're on the same level as Adam Silver, the new commissioner of the NBA. I think he's gonna make that his first rule of change, you know what I'm saying, from David Stern. And it's a good one, and I agree with you on that. And like you say, you know, you got to go to that D League at least if you're going to try to come out early, man. Get your mind right so you don't bump your girl upside the head in the elevator and have to drag her out by her shoulders and ask for some help when you're in Atlantic City, you know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. Streets! Man, so I'm very, you know what I'm saying, intrigued about, you know, these guys and guys getting knocked off and last-second shots, and you look up, and they say, look at their faces! Early! Like Freeway. Early! So, man, when we come back from the commercial, we're going to get into your silent, man. We see some people that flew some kites. You know what I mean? D-Mac, the chef, we see you, baby. And don't forget, give us a call, 347-855-8896. T-Row, Jewels, and G. I'm your boy, L Boogie. Let's go.
Is my blood, all I see is my life. If it go down tonight, my nigga, look out for mama. Been robbing my whole life, I gotta look out for karma. Selling them white squares, I swear I'm well prepared. 50 in my chopper, whoever could go to hell. Chopper still heat seeking, block keep getting hotter when them niggas go to beefing. Sliding until we got him. If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean drawers. Line us all up, just bury me with my dogs. If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean drawers. Line us all up, just bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up, bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up, bury me with my dogs.
Hey. Machine gun man, seen them on the news. Every gun I had was one of home invader. Couldn't you let a nigga get me slipping? I refuse. Not a chance. Dude, tip can use any tune on the man. And don't think that I can't hit you yet, cause it ain't in my hand. Got a sniper, drop your ass where you stand. Understand? 50 cal with a scope and a chopper, boy, you got the plan away. Straight to the undertaker, no need for the chopper. Should I die? Lay me next to my daughter, lay her in my pocket. Break your ass off something proper with that block, block, block. This here what I gotta do, it's me or you. And boy, I'm staying, know the ATF is listening. I just playing, hey.
If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean drawers. Line us all up, just bury me with my dogs. If I die tonight, I pray I get buried in clean drawers. Line us all up, just bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up, bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Line us all up, bury me with my dogs.
Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with my dogs. Bury me with Jewels and T-Row, man, my cellmates. We on the yard right now, though. We giving you the streets, the sports, and the hip-hop from the street perspective. And don't forget, on Friday, we got the entertainment and the freestyle part of the show. You know what I mean? Big up, man. Big shout-out to the big homie, man, AJ. You know what I mean? Getting us going, man. Getting us Ustream, man. You know what I mean? Go to Ustream, Global Network One. Oh, man, it's going down. Big up to the sports officials. Hey, yo, Ro.
Hey, Jay. Gotta love it, man. Sports officials. We love y'all, man.
You know, we was with the Amigos this weekend, and we was watching, you know what I'm saying, two Mexicans going at it. And your boy, Pretty Tony, the referee, stops it in the 10th round. He stops it. I'd never seen it before. Didn't give him an eight count. You know what I'm saying, physician didn't come over in between rounds and say, hey, you know, you need to start fighting more, protecting yourself, or we're going to call a fight. There was no warning. And I'm just wondering what was going through my man's, you know what I'm saying, the referee, what was going through his mind before he stopped that fight. Did he give an explanation to Snitches in the Street, you know what I mean, in Vegas? I'm hearing things. You know, we had our little poll, you know what I mean, our pool, I should say, and it didn't turn out too well for me, by the way. But anyway, I thought it was going to go to distance, and that let you, does that let you know how good Floyd Mayweather is?
Yes.
How Canelo was just putting shots together and things like that? I mean, what did that let us know about Floyd?
I'm going to tell you this, L Boogie. I agree with you 100%, man. I've never, ever seen a fight end the way that it ended the other night on Saturday between Saul Canelo Alvarez and El Pepe Angulo. And Angulo took a beating. I mean, he was just a human punching bag for my boy Canelo. Made Canelo look real good. And, you know, I lost out, too, on that little fun that we had. But the way that it ended, pretty Tony, what was you thinking, man? You can't stop the fight on an uppercut. If you were going to stop the fight, you should have stopped it a couple of rounds earlier when Angulo's mouthpiece almost came out of his mouth with another uppercut shot that was given to him earlier in the fight. So, I mean, the way the fight ended really had me puzzled. We were all looking at each other as if, you know, is he really stopping the fight? What's really going on? Are the coronas too heavy on me right now? I don't know what's going on. But I've never seen a fight end like that. And to your point about Floyd Mayweather, yes, it makes Floyd look that good. Because Canelo beat the dog snot out of Angulo, and it wasn't pretty even when they stopped the fight. You know what I mean? So I just don't understand how it ended like that. But it all lets us know that Floyd is a, like, what does my man Stephen A. Smith say? He's just a bad man when it comes to that boxing stuff. You know what I mean?
Man,
but it's definitely gonna be shown May 3rd when Floyd get in the ring with that other young fella, that other young Hispanic fella, and it's you'll see how the beatdown's really supposed to go down.
We'll see. I'm anxious to see who's the next opponent for, you know what I'm saying, our boy Adrian Broner. I'm really going to see if he's going to really get his ways brushed by his dad in that fight, or is he going to come out with an afro? He needs to really get in the gym and get his shit together instead of, you know what I mean, being in the streets with us. You know what
right.
I mean? You know? So we going to see, you know, and on another note, I keep telling Tiger, his agent know our agent, so we can get him in the spot. Bass maker.
Come on, Tiger.
We need Tiger to come kick it with us, man, so we can get him together. We'll get him back together. We'll get him bed. I'm telling you, Tiger, get your private jet, fly down. We put you in the spot, baby.
We got you, Big Pepper. Just come kick it with your boys, baby.
He needs
plus
to get
five.
Back to that mental. He's been to sex counselor. He's a choir boy now. He doesn't have that edge to him. I mean, let's be honest.
He break it down.
He ain't about that life. He ain't about that life. He ain't about that life. Come on, Tiger. We need you back, baby. I'm just saying.
Hey, man, he's faking the funk, man. He gonna do something April 10th through the 13th, man. Just wait till that time, man, when the Masters come, man. He just letting the – he's faking the funk, man. He pulling the fake over our eyes, man. He think we full of it. I see you, Tiger. Keep pulling the wool over our eyes. You just go do the unthinkable April 10th through the 13th. I got faith in you, Tiger. I hope you do something. Don't let me die, Tiger. I need you to come back. You know what, El Boogie? I'm going to go next week on Friday. I'm going to have, it's the eye of the tiger. You got to get it, Tiger. I need you back.
We need to get Tiger back, man. We need the fist pump. We need the red to really be represented on Sunday. We need that back, man. We need to dig to get a Tiger Woods fist pump back. We need it this spring.
We need to see that, man.
So, you know what I mean? So I had to get those things out, man. Yo, Ro, man, we got anybody in the asylum ready to come through, man?
You know we got it hot in the asylum, man. My bad, dog. You know it's all about that fist pump, dog. You got me hype over here, dog. You got me hype for this. I need to see that red shirt, that fist pump, boom. You know what I'm saying? Tiger, where you at?
Man, I need it back.
You know we're going to the Big Brother, the chef, man. Taste of heaven, man, because I can smell it in the studio, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on to get my big pot of, you know, biscuits and gravy, man. It's the chef. Chef, what's happening, man? You know you're live with your boys from the street. What's the deal, baby?
Man, you know I've been sitting back enjoying the show, man. But y'all, you know what? Y'all just turn me up, man. I never want to see Adrian Bonner fight ever again, man. I don't ever want to see that man fight.
Come on, man. He's showtime, baby. He only lost one fight.
Man, I don't – look how he lost it. How can you hump a man and you get humped? Man. Hey, he going to come in the ring with a wig on. Versace. What's up, man? Y'all on one tonight. I see I got the plush. I got the same ages as Tiger. Y'all relentless in the NCAA. Y'all calling shots in the NBA. Man, y'all on one tonight.
Hey, man, we just calling it like we see it.
Y'all jumping on Ray Rice. Y'all just scatting this night, huh?
We didn't call no names.
I'm calling. That's the problem. Listen, man, we in the streets, man. We don't shoot subliminal shots. We direct you with this. We ain't indirectly speaking. Ray Rice.
I told you how Ray Rice hit her, man. She told you that she was taller than him. So she was pussy.
So he did two pieces.
Without stilettos.
Man, what's up with y'all, man?
No doubt. Let me ask you this. A lot of NBA quality teams, you know, the big-time teams, they've been on skids lately, three games in a row, Indiana four, you know, the Heat. What do you think of this this losing streak by these top teams?
Man, listen, man, yesterday, I swear, man, I'm on 93rd and Huff, man. I'm in the hood, man. I'm where it first started at. And, you know, it's me and a couple fellas. And we conjugating. And, you know, me, I'm so traumatic that, you know, I'm taking the underdogs. Now, you know, I'm already up. You know, I betted on that Duke and North Carolina game in Vegas. So, you know, I, like, cracked Vegas head, so I was really feeling myself. So, man, all I know is, man, it's just, Chicago, man, that boy Noah, his energy just represents the streets. He got the cussing at the crowds.
Absolutely.
Man, he got the cussing at the crowds and flicking people off, and he on board none. He want that wreck. He want it, and then when I see DJ Augustine, was he on the ground and push LeBron leg, I said, oh, yeah, it's on. It's on.
Jimmy Butler as well.
Yeah. And it was on. It was on. It's a dog fight. They don't like each other anyway. It was on, man. Man, and I hear what y'all saying, man, but you want me to tell you what? We might be witnessing the 2006 Dallas Mavericks. We never know who might flop the first round. We don't know what's going on. We don't know if some of these teams can't even get it together within the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a team that's going to win it this year that we probably never expected. Man, the streets is talking. LeBron James. Hey, listen, man, was it the jersey again?
8 for 22.
Man, what didn't Wade have like 15 in the first, something like that? 10? What did he have, 10 or 15 points in the first?
Yeah, they were,
yes,
they were getting it in.
That's his
Chicago
cue to take over. Hey, come on, man. If I'm the leader of the team, and my sub star is having a phenomenal quarter like that, it's up to me to sit up here and match him. I don't be understanding them. The Pacers. Hey, man, y'all might would just give. I'm sitting in the shot right now. Y'all might would just go ahead, get a size 18, get the old Patrick Ewing's with the pumps, put them on Andrew Bynum, pump the mothers up, and you better start playing that boy because y'all need help. Y'all might want to shake up that starting lineup too. I think y'all might would just put Paul George at the point and just go ahead and turn it in with him, man. And Lance Stevenson, man, because you want me to tell you what? I don't think George Hill going to cut it, and I don't have faith in him. I don't have
what
faith in him.
What about Evan Turner?
Huh?
That's what
he said, put Evan Turner. He said start Evan Turner as well.
Yeah.
And have Lance
Stevenson
on the other side and put Paul George at the point guard.
Yeah,
okay.
You might as well shake it up a little bit.
Why don't they just sign Earl Boykins? Sign one of our guys.
Man, because Earl Boykins don't represent the hood. That's why, Earl Boykins. Oh, man, the streets is talking, man. You know, I just had a conversation with Earl a couple of days ago. You don't represent the streets. You don't represent the struggle, man. I'm shooting at you, man. Teron shooting at you, man. You don't represent the struggle, man. Multi-millionaire, and you ain't giving back. I don't respect you.
Oh, you heard it in the streets.
Man.
Now, let me ask you
just
this.
Just like that.
Does Florida have what it takes to win it all? Do you think that they will be primed and ready to win it all? The Gators.
Man, I don't know. All depends, listen, man. All depends how they end up and who they play. That's what it's all about, L Boogie. Because guess what? I'm saying this right now. It's going to be 3 to 5 major upsets the first round.
3 to 5? I'm writing that down. Hold on.
3 to 5.
Watch what I tell you.
Somebody gonna have to come serve in inside of 3 to 5.
Man, 3 to 5, man. If it ain't 3 to 5, man, anybody who sit up here, listen, man. If somebody matched their head, hey, listen, man. If whoever matched their head number, whatever you want, man. I don't care if it's a wedding cake. I don't care what you want. If you hit the number right on the head, I send it to you. I deliver it, wrap it up. If you in A, I bring it to you. I whip it up down there. If you in Arizona, I send it to you out there. I come out there and chef it up. Wherever you at, if you hit that right number of upset in the first round, I'm bringing it to you. Whatever you want.
That's what I need. Because I don't want my goodies shipped to me because, you know, I like it hot. As soon as you bring it in, whip it up, you know. Chef, you know how we get down, man. Yo, yours is just good all the way around, man. So I like it as soon as you get done and, you know, see that steam and smell that good smell. I'm getting hungry right now. Wow,
man,
tell you, boy, cut it out.
The NCAA.
So, Chef, let me.
Go ahead. Man, well, you know what
we're doing. The NCAA. Go ahead, like you said, the NCAA with the you know what I'm saying, the standards now, and you're saying the first round. So when you say 3 to 5, I ain't thinking that you might think one of the number one seeds might get catapulted out the tournament. And all so you're telling me that they're gonna go on spring break with the regular students. They ain't gonna make it.
It's gonna be one number one upset. I'm guaranteeing this, y'all. I'm telling you. The top 10 is subsequently like unstable right now. It's a lot of inconsistency. It's not enough hunger. Yes, Florida, you are showing us something, but guess what? You're gonna have to show me where it counts.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. No.
So, last question I want to ask you before we let you go, and I want to ask you this about the college basketball and its championship week. What college conference intrigues you, you know, tournament intrigues you the most? Which one are you going to be looking at with, you know what I'm saying, as far as entertainment? The Big 12, the, you know, the Pac-12, the Big 10?
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
What conference are you going to be looking at? The ACC?
No. No. No, absolutely not.
The MAC?
I'm watching. I'm watching the MAC. I'm going to tell y'all why, man. That MAC tournament is aggressive. I'm telling you, it's aggressive. Them teams be having some. They be having that animosity. And I ain't just saying it because it's at home, because I'll witness it. It don't be all sold out. I ain't much about you. Like, it just be all packed out. But what I'm telling you is this. Them teams, when they play at their queue against each other, it be bad blood. They don't like looking at each other. And for real, I used to work down there. I was cooking. I was chefing down there, man. Trust me. This is 2008. I was working at the queue. I'm telling you, man. Y'all think I might be playing, but I'm so serious. The MAC, I'm watching. I'm telling you. The MAC is going to be real aggressive. It's going to be a team that we least expected. It always like that. You know?
So it seemed like Akron. Miami of Ohio, Kent State, Akron, those type of teams, Toledo, Wright State, those are the teams that are in the MAC. Okay, so I'm going to be looking for that. I'm going
to
see what one of those teams do to see that happen.
They're going to get to the tournament and be one and done. Ain't nobody from the MAC conference going to do nothing.
Who you not impressed with, Chef, before we let you go?
I'm not impressed with Andrew Wiggins.
I'm not impressed with the 41 he just threw down.
No, I am not impressed. I am not impressed. What, T-Row?
Who was he playing?
Man, West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
hold on, man. I got a question for y'all, man. And I'm going to let y'all go when I ask this question. Is we about to witness tonight, before 12 o'clock, Phil Jackson take over the city of New York?
There you go, cutting into our questions, man. You knew that was coming later on. We don't want to break El Boogie Heart early, man. We need to still make it through this show, man. You know what I'm saying? So come on, you know? We gotta keep it together, man. We can't have him half and half. And you saw how the last two Monday shows been going. This boy been bouncing. So I'm just saying. Okay. Since you brought it up, let me say my part before you break El Boogie down. I honestly believe Phil Jackson gonna be in New York. Now what that does for Carmelo is that he gonna be one of the richest dudes in the NBA. Now, how long is it going to take Phil Jackson to get the pieces around Carmelo, and what is Phil Jackson willing to do for the Knicks to get those pieces over there? So it's very intriguing, especially, you know, right before the playoffs, because it gives Phil time to, you know, get his perspective on everything before the summer and the draft even comes up. So, great timing by the Knicks. Get Phil! Damn!
El Boogie, man. The world is waiting on you, man, right now, El Boogie. You got to make your mark right now. How do you feel about it?
Honestly, right now, I feel pretty good, because if we get Phil, and no disrespect, and no disrespect to Raymond Felton, he'll be going to jail, so he won't have to pay him. His money will be off the court. And we probably can amnesty Amari Stoudemire, so he might be looking pretty good with a couple dollars. You feel what I mean? And people will love to play for Phil Jackson. He'll be calling shots like Pat Riley. It's the same thing. You get a guy who's in the front office who knows the ins and outs of the lower part, who's been in the trenches as a player. Let's not forget, Pat Riley won rings as a player as well, and a national championship ring with Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having Phil Jackson aboard, Carmelo stays, I hope so. It'll be great. But if we can get Phil in, now we won't be making dumb decisions, like signing Bargnani, like signing Raymond Fat Felton, like signing Metal World Peace, and you're not going to use them. What's the use to you having soldiers if you ain't going to use them? You remember the line that paid in full.
Man, you better.
So I'm very intrigued. And listen to this. I'm going to say this. If Phil comes in and Carmelo leaves,
it might be a good thing, too, because we'll have money, and then we can get some other guys in that, you know what I'm saying, instead of it being, you know what I'm saying, a super great scorer like Carmelo, we'll still have a star. Who wouldn't want to play?
That'd take too long.
You know what I'm saying? At the guard.
Rebuilding takes too long.
Who wouldn't want to play at the guard? See, I got to look at it like that, man.
Because
if I look at it, just think of this. What if we don't get Phil? Oh.
You can get our draw back.
Hey, so before I leave, y'all ready for this?
I'm listening.
Is you ready for this? Is y'all ready for this controversy?
Yes.
If Phil Jackson come to the New York Knicks into that front office, we would not witness Carmelo Anthony there next year. I'm about to tell y'all something. It ain't no stadium arena bigger than the Garden. Watch out for LeBron James.
I do not want to hear that. Man, that's a bunch of BS. LeBron is not coming to the Garden.
Don't give me hope like that, Chef.
He's about to jump in the truck and go somewhere and run down here in the studio.
Don't you get talking like that, Chef. I don't know what you're cooking. And speaking of what you're cooking, man, tell the world your information, man, before we let you get out of here.
Man, the streets is talking, man. I am Chef Sharon, y'all. A Taste of Heaven. Hit me up on IG, ATASTEOFHEAVEN _. Come on, let us please your soul. 714 Liberty Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We setting trends out here, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, yo, y'all once said, man, I was always told is you make a stop a revolution, but you can never stop the revolutions. I'm gone, man. I love y'all, man. So I'm going to tell a friend to tell another friend to tell a lot of girlfriends to tell their girlfriends, because, you know, we freaky like that. I'm gone, man. It's all Friday.
No doubt. That's the chef, man. The chef cooking tonight, man. We was going on
Friday, man.
That's the man on the second part of the show. But he had to say something, man. Wow. LeBron James at the Garden to end his career?
Hey, that is not going to happen. Don't get your hopes up too high. What is wrong with you? You know. Well, anything is possible with Phil. I mean, everybody loves Phil. You know what I'm saying? That's Dr. Feelgood. You want to win a ring, go to Dr. Feelgood. Feelgood always gets you something.
You already know.
Melo ain't ready for the triangle. I mean, LeBron ain't ready for the triangle.
The one of them might not be ready for the triangle, but we might can win a ship with him. We might. Hey, LeBron, like Jordan or Shaq or somebody, when they get on the team, there's a chance. There's a chance. Man, when we come back, we're going to get back in the asylum. You kicking it with G-Wells and GT Row. I'm your wholesale boogie. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Hey, because of the time change, we on 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. We ain't changed. We're going to keep going. Man, you in the street. Let's go.
On whatever coast, how'd you really feel? I may never know. And as I ride through these streets with my hand on my heat, eyes red from the sweet stuff. Realize some things never change. Once in love and don't, you don't look at it the same, man. Fuck love, cause she don't live here. I'm soaked in blood, but I'm still here. Hip hop, heartbreak, straight lace, deep bass, 808s plus the mixtape. Got a nigga feeling like an open lecture. Get away, now you're all in the lecture. Being studied by the college's professor. Now I regret the day I met ya. I'll be the first one to say it. She ain't the one you wanna play with. I'll fuck hip hop.
And if I cry two tears for her, that will be the most that I can give to her. I am Joseph, Darryl, Jason, Dr. Dre, O'Shea, and a host of those who passed away today. I'm Drake, I'm Wayne, 2 Chainz. You say you wanna rap to this bitch, you must commit. Then you're a slave to your grave, you won't get out, you cannot quit. She menstruates weekly, her vibe covers keep you warm. But the source to her heart is love, word up, right on. You know how girls are, she love when you licking on her world star. Kissing on her belly, trick on her and onyx. Confused fans think that she illuminates demonic. But she's the object of my affection, God's essence, God's. Bless her. She bought me Bentleys, Breitlands, made some friends resent me for writing about my life. They thought I should have stayed quiet. She took me to places I would have never saw without her. And she took me from my girl Powder. I doubt I ever be the same. Hollow be thy name. Give me strength so I don't do this dame. Like a rental James, Brad warned me. While driving this off-on Ferrari, never following her games. I fuck around and I'll be sorry. But I tried, I used to ride her for dollars, not the fame. She slowed me down and had me guzzling on cups of lean. She's a middle-aged cougar, showing youngins the dream. Notice she wasn't breathing for a second, then I screamed, she's dead. And everybody took it out on that. I was just looking out for my music family. Wasn't trying to claim her to myself. She's yours, you can have her. She's a motherfucking whore. I fuck hip-hop.
And if I cry 2 tears for her, that would be the most that I would give to her. She ain't the one you wanna play with.
You say you wanna rap to this bitch, you must commit.
I fuck hip-hop.
And if I cry 2 tears for her, that will be the most that I can give to her.
She ain't the one you wanna play with.
I fuck hip hop. And you all know how to talk. We go. This shit's special. This shit's special.
You know, we showing you much, much love to everybody on the web. Everybody that been checking us out in the asylum, you know, we got nothing but love for y'all, man. You know what I mean? Jewels the G is always on assignment, man, out there getting us that good news, checking out our snitches, bringing it back to us live, you know what I mean? And, man, want to give a big shout-out to AJ, man, and the sports officials one more time. Because if you didn't know, y'all gonna find out real soon that the street officials are doing something real big thanks to that guy, Mr. AJ. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down. Man, it's Monday, March 10th. We've been having a lot of fun in the studio, having fun with the guests. You know what I mean? Studio guests, man, bluesy doozy. But, you know what I mean? We got everybody in the studio. The wifey, you know what I'm saying, cooking that good dinner. I can't wait to eat it, boogie. I'm hungry, man. I need to get that good grub at us, you know, put them love handles on us, baby. You know what I mean? Blues over here grubbing like a little bit. Got me hungry. Yo, boogie, I know you're excited about Phil Jackson, but hold up. Y'all ain't going nowhere. Y'all ain't doing nothing that fly. Y'all ain't silky smooth like that.
Well, you know, it's always New York. And, you know, when you're in New York, anything can happen. So even in still getting him, that doesn't solidify us as being all of a sudden a great team next year or years to come. We still got to get pieces, things that still has to happen for us to be good. So just getting him, he can't lace him up. He about to be 70 years old. Phil can't lace him up. He can't get Micah Kobe back over here or anything like that. So we'll really see how good he is on the management part. And I'm not saying that, oh, we get Phil, we're back. Where were
right.
we? So I'm not, you know what I mean, I'm not going to, you know, do a backflip or anything, even though I can't flip anymore anyway. But still, I can't, you know what I mean? What are we going to do? Phil can't lace him up. He can't get Brian Shaw to be the coach. So
you can't get
a
good old Phil. You can't get PJ back neither.
Right. So, you know, who knows, man. But anyway, man, we got any more callers calling in, man? We got somebody ready to jump in the asylum, man? Somebody flew us to Cairo?
Man, we always got our family ready to jump into the asylum, man. And, you know, we going to keep it real like we always do, jumping back in to one of our brothers from another mother. And it's that big brother D-Mac, you know what I'm saying? D-Mac, you know you live with your boys from the street. It's your boy T-Roy Del Boogie. What's happening, brother?
What's up with it, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Man, we putting it in, man, on this. L Boogie didn't label this week championship week. Ooh, I love the way that sound, man. You know what I mean? Team's trying to get in, doing anything it takes to make it to March Madness. What you think about that, baby?
Hey, that's good, man. That's real good. I mean, everybody doing what they got to do to, you know, get that spot, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got a lot of tournaments and stuff going on. So, teams going to make it that, you know, that shouldn't make it. Teams that should make it, not going to make it. They're going to be in the NIT. So, you know, that's what's big about March Madness, man. We love March Madness, man. March Madness is big.
Do you have anybody in particular that you think is going to be there at the end, is going to be in Dallas for the Final Four?
Man, Syracuse been my team all year. And the big reason that I like Syracuse is because of you, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? I grew up you loving those dudes when, you know, DC and BDO and, you know, those guys were there, man. So it's like, you know, then Melo went there. So it's like I really been rooting for these dudes, man. I really want to see them go far. Louisville, I'm rooting for them big time because there's a guy named Rozier, I want to say his name is. He graduated with
Rozier.
He graduated with my son his senior year. You know, my son played football. He played basketball. He went to JUCO for a second. So I want to see my dude do his little thing, man, when he get his little burn. Florida, man, and Wichita State, I think those going to be the teams to reckon with. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's going to be big, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I want Syracuse to win it all. I want them to win it all. And, you know, that's who I'm rolling with, man. I think they can pull it out, man. I hope they do. What you think, L Boogie?
Man, I just think that we have to stay. We got to get healthy. And our zone has to hold up. We can't get in foul trouble at the point guard spot. And one thing right now, the boy Cloney, he has to catch fire for 6 games. So, you know, them maybe playing on a neutral court, it'll help because, you know, we got a good fan base and then we travel. So that'll help, you know what I mean? But at the same time, our play at the point guard has to be solidified by the freshman. You know what I mean? He has to get us into our O. Without him, we're nothing.
Man, you were
so nice. And if you ain't first, you last. You know what I mean? So if we don't cut down the nets, it's a disappointing season, as always. Don't think nothing else.
Hey, I think Wichita State, though, I think they're going to get upset. I don't think they're going to make it to the Elite Eight. You heard it here first. I'm telling you.
What?
Those guys are going to make it.
We got to write that down.
They made it to the Final Four last year, but this year, they streak going to run out. I'm telling you. Those guys is not going to make it to the Elite Eight. They might not make it to the Sweet 16. You heard it here first.
Ooh.
Don't put them on your brackets to go far, T, because I know you're filling out with 64 of them.
Yes, sir. See, here's the
thing.
Here's the thing, D-Mac, having the number one seed, you really get to dodge a lot of teams that are going to be really more talented than others. So being the number one seed, after you get done beating the 16, you play an 8-9 seed.
So 8-9 is cool, but
how many teams have we seen that was number one that didn't make it to the Final Four? Every number one seed don't make it to the Final Four. And you know Wichita State, at the end of the day, they're going to get the short end of the stick anyway out of all the number one teams. They haven't, you know, put everybody where they're going to be at yet, have they?
Right, right.
So I guarantee Wichita State going to have a way tougher bracket than who we got, Arizona, Florida, Michigan up there now, Michigan number two. They're gonna get them dudes a short end of the stick. They're going to work for this national championship, best believe.
Yeah. I think they're going to at least Wichita State get to the Final Four. I don't think once you've seen the prize once, it makes you hungry to get back. And, you know, for a current example, Butler. When nobody thought Butler was going to make it to the final, they made it to the final game. And then let alone came back and did it again the second year. That's just – it's just amazing to see that teams like that are able to make it to where they've been before. So that's how I'm looking at Wichita State. If they don't make it to the final game, I at least see them in the Final Four at least.
No. No, it's too many other good teams. And I'm telling you, y'all will see. Hey, I want to tell y'all, man, I got a new favorite player in the NBA, man. His name is Joakim Noah. That is my favorite player in the NBA. Since Kobe's not playing this year, and he's probably not going to come back, man, Joakim Noah is my favorite player, man. I love that guy, man. That guy is Dennis Rodman times 10.
Man, you like Joakim Noah because of what he did yesterday. That's cool.
No,
you know, and plus he does.
I like him.
Hold on.
Let me. Basketball team, but of course yesterday, he did big yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Kevin Durant MVP, man. I ain't been seeing nothing since that 61 performance, man. I was happy he showed up in the land, though. He paid his respects to Z. That was real big. But he would have never came back. But he know everybody in Cleveland wanted to come back here anyway, man. And these little thirsty fans here, man, they so fair weather here, man. They love this dude, man. They love him, man, L Boogie. This dude can keep his ass in Miami, man. I ain't no fair weather fan, man. The hell with him. Man, they was loving this dude, man, Saturday, man. Showing this dude all type of props and respect and, oh, we want you back. And, man, fuck him. I mean, excuse me. For him.
Wow, a true Clevelander right there. But you gotta remember the reason why the fans love him is because what he's brought to that city. He brought a lot of money to that city. He held, and when you talk about that governor, he held a lot of crime rate down. He brought a lot of money to that city, I tell you that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So
yes, he did.
So speaking of that, I know you've heard about the governor of Minnesota saying if you cut 70% of the NBA, crime rate will go up. What do you think about that statement?
Hey, that was lightweight, a little racist, man, because, 80%, 75% of the NBA is black, you know what I'm saying? So what is you saying? But, two, at the end of the day, that's a Republican, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't no Democrat stating that. To me, that was, you know, I don't know if they're trying to bring racism back, fellas, man, or what they're trying to do, man, but It's just weird, man, how a lot of stuff every week is something coming up about racism. You know what I'm saying? That was a racism comment because most of the NBA is made up of blacks. Now, I want to say 80 or 75%, but, man, the NBA ain't going nowhere, man. If anything, they going global. You know what I'm saying? They going to be over there in Europe and all these other places, man. They expanding, man. But, you know, hey, that's what these Republicans and people are trying to do, man.
Great point. I must say, I agree. So,
What do you think about, as we let you go, last thought, what do you think about these high-tier teams in the NBA going on these losing streaks? We think that affects them going into the playoffs.
Say that again. I got disrupted real quick, L Boogie. Say that one more time. Sorry.
No problem. I said with the losing streaks of the top-tier teams such as your Indianas, your Miami Heat, your OKC, do you think that's a problem for those teams going forward as they get ready for the playoffs?
I've learned over the last several years, man, you got to get these losses out the way now, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I just said about Wichita State, man, look, they're about to go in the tournament now, but, man, you need to get those L's out the way, man. Those days of going undefeated and all that stuff, like, you know, the Dolphins and them back in the 70s, man, we're not about to see that stuff. You know what I'm saying? New England had a chance to do it. But they need to get them, you know, get it out the way. And that builds character. You know what I'm saying? You have to lose, man. So, you know, if you can bounce back from these, and that's from Miami to Indiana, Cavs, Lakers. I mean, look at OKC. They lost to the Lakers yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know why we're watching the Lakers on TV, but I guess they thought Kobe was going to be back by now. And that's the only reason they on TV. You know what I'm saying? But came out. And they played big yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it builds character. It keeps that unity and stuff. And a lot of teams are getting fatigued. Now, well, we're down to like 23, 22 games left for the season. You know what I'm saying? They need to start resting some of these guys. You know what I'm saying? Rest your LeBron James, you know. Let them get geared up for the playoffs. Your George and them, you know what I'm saying? Let these bench players get in and let them do their part, man, because to win championships, you need these role players to step their game up too, though. So, you know, crunch time is coming, man. It's going to be summertime soon. Y'all going to have that 108-degree weather down there in Arizona. It's going to be about 80 here. So I'm looking forward to this March Madness, man, the playoffs. And everything, man. So, you know, it's cool. It's just going to build character. That's all.
Man, you hold up on the weather aspect, man. Look, we getting 80 degrees. Y'all getting about 42. So don't disrespect the weather in March.
We was at 55 today, baby. Hey, the people are all riding their motorcycles again. Dropping the convertible. That's crazy.
It's supposed to be about
3 inches of snow
Wednesday.
Wow. That's
Cleveland. I'll be in shorts and t-shirts till the end of April.
That's good, man. I love y'all, man. I'm going to tune in Friday, man. The show is hot, baby. Hey, y'all confused me today, though, man. I had to shoot L Boogie a kite, like, hold up, man, it's 8 o'clock, I'm hearing different music and everything, but I got it right now, man, so, you know, y'all threw me off before when the time changed and y'all went to 8, but I'm on it this time, man. I'm going to jot it down, man, put it in the planner so I can make sure I'm tuning in when I'm supposed to.
Oh, yeah, man, we stay the same. See, everybody else changed. We mountain time. We mountain folk. We don't change, so we don't have to worry about that. We sleep good regardless, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what it is.
Yeah, for those who don't know, we didn't change, but the time did. So we're on 9 p.m. Eastern time to 11 p.m. Eastern time, Mondays through Friday. And don't forget, D-Mac, tell a friend, which I always know, you're going to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Oh! I love you, one.
There you have it, man. D-Mac giving us his perspective. Very interesting. He said the governor from Minnesota, he's Republic, so what you expect?
L. Boogie, I want to comment. I want to comment on that as well, man. I was just thinking about that, you know. Honestly, if you take 70% of any sport away, football, baseball, man, I'll even throw in soccer, because soccer is a raising sport, or it shall I say a rising sport here in America. And what's going on with the soccer, you take 70% of what's been established in soccer away
and see what happens. Of course, crime is going to rise because those who've been making, you know, $40,000, $50,000 just for showing up to get dressed are going to have a problem because there's a certain level that you have to stay at. Like your boy Meek Mill say, what'd he say, L Boogie?
It's levels to this shit. It's levels to this.
So if you take 70% of any sport away, man, I don't care what it is, you're going to have problems, man. You're going to have big problems. You know what I mean?
Imagine Josh Hamilton not swinging a baseball. Where would he be? He would be in an Arizona. He would be in an Arizona bus stop asking somebody for a quarter. Streets. When we come back, man, we're gonna talk some more about this free agency. Oh man, it's frenzy. Championship week. Man, it's 2L's and G's, T-Roll, L Boogie. Look, do you feel me? Let's go. Remember Cato, no longer with the seat, deceased. Call on the sirens, seen him murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me. So many homies in the cemetery, shed so many tears. I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell, ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell, but did I fail? My life is in denial, and when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand near me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets. I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace and screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game. No memories, just the misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please Lord forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. God, I lost so many tears. Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide and drive-by taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by, broken hearted as I glance at the truck line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game, I'm trapped inside a maze. See this Tangeray influence me, they're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys, can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many years and shed so many tears. We back. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop, giving it to you from a street perspective. Mondays and Fridays.
9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the new time for y'all. Time to change, yo, boy.
Man, did you hear about your boy Barry Bonds? He's back. He's back in the major leagues. He's helping out the San Francisco Giants with the hitting instructor, as a hitting instructor, and it's about time. And also,
And some other news, your boy Rashad Mendenhall, age 26. He putting up the cleats, tiring. It's over with. We off the street.
He needed one to call down Ray Ray when he first got the league, talking about what he was going to do.
And then got his ribs cracked. Streets.
Yeah, man. I remember seeing Ray Ray.
Oh, I remember he was cruising for a bruiser.
Man, you already know. I was actually checking out a recap of, you know, what he was doing in Pittsburgh and, you know, what it took for him to get back from that rehab of the torn ACL that he did when this last year was in Pittsburgh. And, you know, he joined a hip-hop dancing crew out there in Pittsburgh. So, you know, I know that playing the position that he plays in the NFL, the running back position, takes a toll on your body. But 6 years? I mean,
So he done went Dancing with the Stars on me.
Yeah, I think you're going back to the hip-hop dancing, man. I mean, if you gonna leave millions on the table to go dance, man, just let it be known. Talking about, I just want to disappear out of the league, so, you know. No, we know who you are. Whatever happened to Rashad Mendenhall, I won't be saying that. I remember how sorry you was coming up in there. I bet you ain't done nothing to impress me in the 6 years you've been in the league.
CBG, crybaby gangster.
See, L. Boogie took the words right out of my mouth. That's what I'm talking about, man. So I don't want to hear nothing about no Rashad Mendenhall. But I do like Barry. Barry back in Major League, you know, going to be a hitting coach, L. Boogie. Is that good for the Giants? I mean, they out here in the good sunshine, Arizona, in the spring training. I think we're going to have to take some, you know, go get some spring training, get some lawn seats, some lawn tickets, and go to the San Francisco Giants spring training game, go see old Barry, see how big his head is for real. You know what I mean?
No question. We're going to see if the steroids then wear off. But one thing, though, that I want to say about Barry is that he never got caught, Katie, but he never got caught. And I just want to say this for his dude, Steve. Man, big up to Steve. Because he knew that Barry had the conversary for him. He wasn't snitching. He definitely keep his street credibility up with us. Oh, Steve kept it moving, told him, hey, where's my cell? I'm not saying nothing. So big up to Steve. But that's great because I'll tell you what, if Mark McGwire has a job, why can't Barry have one? And Barry, and if people don't know, Barry, before he went to the steroids, already had 3 MVPs. He didn't, and listen to this, he was Hall of Famer before he left Pittsburgh. How about that?
I agree with you on that. I ain't going to knock you on that one because, yeah, he was definitely a Hall of Famer before he left the city of Pittsburgh, even in his first couple of years in San Francisco. You know, it's just what he did later on is what Eric got so much attention. You know, I just, you know, 73, I just think they don't want my guy to have that record. You know what I mean? Barry just showed us how great of a hitter, how great of a player that this guy really was.
Look, can I give you an analogy right quick? I want to give you an analogy of how the streets do it and how it is played out in the sports as well. In my hometown, the epidemic of heroin has not only spread it throughout the city, but it has spread it to the suburb, and it's higher than homicide and suicide in my city. So now they want to make a big deal of it. Same thing with baseball. Steroids has not only touched the mere mortals, but it touched the big boys, and it touched somebody that hit a record that they didn't want to be touched. So then they put an APB out on it. It's the same thing. So it correlates together. And see, when somebody gets away with it, and we can look at Barry Bonds as being Nino. You watch the movie New Jack City.
he said, hey, I'm not the only brother doing this. And he lightweight got away with it. Only thing is, you know what I mean, the old man killed him at the end. But let's be honest. It wasn't a big deal, and it wasn't being tested or being really sacrificed or illegal or illegal until Barry Bonds broke or was getting close to the record. Let's be real. Just like we're not going to worry about Heron, but now that it's hitting that suburb and that big city or that city that, you know what I mean, we thought it would never hit, now we're going to investigate it.
Right.
It's the streets, baby. So that's how I look at it, and I'm so happy for Barry Bonds, and I hope that it pays off because he's talented. Steroids don't help your eyes.
But
they don't help
you
how
like
you look
this,
at the ball.
I'm going to tell you like this. I am ecstatic that Barry Bonds is back in Major League Baseball. But am I ecstatic that he's going to be the new hitting coach? So-so. You know, I'm kind of 50-50 because Barry's not going to be able to teach these guys what Barry was able to do. Barry is a different type of guy with this with a bat in his hand. You know what I'm saying? Great, great talent that had somebody to teach him that was great, which was his dad. I'm not saying that he can't get the job done and teach these guys how to hit, but come on, man. Barry Bonds was a one of a kind, man. You know, what if he doesn't get it right? What if these boys don't hit the ball like that, like you think they're supposed to hit because Barry Bonds is in the dugout and the hitting coach? You know, he might not get as lucky as Mark McGwire. Mark McGwire was working for the St. Louis Cardinals, who had a pretty good damn team. Not a pretty good team. I mean, a team good enough to win the World Series.
Exactly. They won it all.
Exactly. So you know where I'm getting at. San Francisco is an organization that wins it all. But at the same time, you know, is San Fran going to be able to do what we've seen them to do in the last 4 or 5 years? So what I'm going to say, I think San Fran can get back to the World Series. If it's not the Cardinals, it always seems like it's the Giants. So I believe if the Giants can make it to the World Series, then we'll have something to praise Barry Bonds on. But if not, man, I hope the pressure don't come down on my dude as if, you know, oh, it was Barry Bonds and he didn't do this and he didn't do that. I don't want to talk about that. But, you know, I'm just glad my dude is back in the league. Teach him what you can teach him, Barry Bonds. But, you know, man, it's only one Barry, man. Barry was the only dude that did hit 70 home runs in two different seasons, man. Come on, man.
Also, with that being said, with Barry, I think he should be up in the front office. He's that talented. I think he knows talent. I think he can help him out. But let's be honest, any team that is affiliated on winning the championship with San Francisco, it wasn't about hitting. It was about their pitching. They had a great pitching staff. You got to have great pitching and timely hitting when it comes to the playoffs and making it to that World Series and winning it all. Let's just look at it. You got to have that. It's very seldom that you have guys who smack the cover off the baseball because they can get, you know what I'm saying, cold. Ask the Detroit Tigers. Ask Prince Fielder. They shipped him to the Rangers because he was MBG in the playoffs. Nothing but garbage.
But he going to help us, though.
I hope so. I know Coach, the manager Ron Washington hopes so.
You better go.
There's a couple guys on the hot seat. We'll see.
He don't want me to be giving him pressure on his back like El Boogie be giving Carmelo. You owe Prince Fielder. You owe.
He better do something.
You better do something.
because all the money that he's accumulated, and I tell you what, him and the machine, Albert Pujols, they owe. They just owe the fans. All the money they receive right now, they owe the fans. And out here, when you see these guys, you know what I mean, doing spring training, and they owe. The Angels down here in Tempe, they have a great facility. We've been down there. We've been looking at Mr. Trout, and listen to this. He's a big fish. He's ready. He's ready to take over the league. That Mr. Trout, that Michael Trout kid, wow. If you haven't seen him in person, check him out. If you're in Arizona, go to a game in Tempe at the stadium and watch him perform. The kid is phenomenal. I'm looking I'm looking for him to take over where Milky Cabrera has left off. These injuries, I think Milky is breaking down. I think he's going to become a B.O.B. like Albert, bag of bones.
Oh, Lord.
I'm really interested to see what your boy Josh Hamilton does again in his second year with the Angels. What is he going to do?
Bag of balls.
MBG. Nothing but garbage. When we come back, we're going to listen, man. We're going to get it from a different perspective, man, from the sports officials. We're going to team up, man, like Voltron. You in the street. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh! Let's go.
Up in that automatic cook up, be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Banders in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where the team so strong and the flow so cold, ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it big. They think they singing me. But they ain't seen shit. Girls on the pole yelling make me rich. Yeah. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. No. All in my zone, all on my own. Yeah. Open that pack, yeah. Rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They try to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. Blowing circles in the air, for that purple. I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Fully simming. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, stealing it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They try to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
And all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor, surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say son, low key I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that, fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a sheep out to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling.
buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Yeah, we still in here. The streets are talking, sports talk, show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, we ain't going nowhere. Oh, yeah. Man, shout out to the sports officials, man. They had a great show yesterday. I was tuned in. And in the streets, still tuned in to the officials, man, because they officials, never artificial, baby, for real. I blew my whistle. Shout out to the OGT, Nick Nilly Neal, man. Mitch. Them are, you know what I mean? Them are affiliates. Feel me?
Gotta love it.
I want to speak on this Phil Jackson thing one more time.
Oh, man. Here we go.
It just might have been one of those years where we just had a bad year, man. We had a bad year. Maybe the last year, these guys contract next year, they want to play for something. Like I said, not to put anything on Raymond Felton, but his contract going to be, you know, null and void. He's going to be, you know what I mean, on probation or something where he's going to be stipulating his contract. He won't get all that money. We'll have a chance to pick up somebody off his ends. It's just the streets, man. And Amari in his last year, Tyson Chandler in his last year, Melo in his last year. Man, we might, man. I'm optimistic, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's what it is.
Streets.
But I can tell you this. Man, 54 wins last year, and then you go to this, and you call that a bad season? I call that a debacle. What is going on in New York? That's the city of Lisbon. Come on, man. That's the Mecca. You ain't supposed to be doing this in the Mecca. The Lakers ain't supposed to be losing by 48. You can't be letting this happen. I don't know what's going on in this NBA world, man. What's happening? Y'all get PJ. You might be able to do something. Speaking on what you were just speaking on, it ain't no way that these guys were supposed to come out and have a season like this if they have or plan for a contract. It doesn't make any sense. You cannot do me like this over and over again. You can't get me hyped with 54, go out the first round and come back, and then you have to fight for eighth place. I mean, Mavericks will fight for eighth place, but I'm just saying. Come on, New York. You got a good coach. I like Woody. Woody is my dude.
He's just worried about if his OT is Beijing Cup. What are you talking about, you like him? He just worried about if his goatee is looking proper.
Oh, there you go, man. You's a hater, man. I told you, you's a hater, man. You's a straight up hater, man. You know what? I think it's time. Oh, man. You know what? I love to see those numbers that I'm seeing. You know, El Boogie, sometimes it's when you get those numbers on the screen, you be like, oh, see, I got the numbers on my screen right now. You know what I'm saying? And you already know what time it is, man. I love it when this happens because it always happens on a Monday or a free or Friday. You know what I'm saying? And you already know who we got coming in, brother. Let me get my music together because I need my brother to be introduced right. Straight from the sports officials, you know what time it is, y'all. We're about to link up one good time for your mind for the last 10. It's our brothers, straight from the sports officials, who get it in on Sundays, you know, from 9 a.m. Eastern to 11 a.m. Eastern. So you got to get up and check them out. Or 12, they went down one. T-Nick, OG, the scorekeeper. I probably got the times wrong because that's the time I have to get up to listen to the show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What's up with the big brothers? What time? It's 11 o'clock, huh?
It's 12 to 2 Eastern time, player.
12 to 2? It's still 10? We get up at 10?
It's 12 to 2, man. That's your time, 9-11. We 12 to 2.
Nine. See, yeah. See, that was my time. My bad. See, that's the time I got the alarm set for. You know what I'm saying?
Good?
So I had to get up. What's
up
with
good?
My big brother's Southern Sports Officials, man?
Man, I was just listening. I wasn't going to call, man. I was just listening on the laptop. I told Boogie I was just chilling, man. So I heard you talking about you love Mike Woodson, man. That's your dude. And what you like
I
about Mike Woodson, man? What you like about Woodson?
He fly. He got them $500 Versace suits on. You know what I'm saying? With that nice little tie on. You know what I'm saying? With the Gucci shirt on up under there. He's a pimp on the sideline, Pippin. He cool. You know? He be trying to teach T-Dick. You know what I'm saying? And nobody understanding what my dude trying to do. You won 54 games this year, and you're struggling for 25. I don't understand it. I really don't. And the talent that you got, I just don't get it.
I fried him yesterday, man, on the show, man. Because him and Mike Brown from the Cavaliers, man, they're like identical brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? They're the Mike brothers. You know, like the Wayne brothers, they're the Mike brothers, man. Both of them just got that look on their face like they don't know what the hell going on. And, man, they just, but you know, I can't be mad at the brothers, man. Get your checks, man. Get your checks. That's all I can say about that, man. Get your checks, man. How y'all doing this evening, man? Great show, too, by the way, fellas.
Man, appreciate it, man. You know, we just wanted to show love to our brothers, man, who be showing us love. You know what I mean? And just had to get your little comments on everything, man. And I know it's one topic that L Boogie has been really, really, really disgusted with today, if I could say the least. It's been about the governor out of Minnesota, Pat Garfiello. I probably butchered the dude's last name, but he said if 70% of the NBA was taken away, the crime rate would rise. That's what you would see. And now he tries to bite his tongue and take it back. You know, he didn't do what Herm Edwards told him to do. Don't press sent. But instead, he pressed sent. And now, here we are today. What you think about that?
Man, where is Jesse Ventura when you need him? Wasn't he the mayor of Minnesota, the governor or something like that of Minnesota? You know what I'm saying? Jesse the body. Wasn't he there? Where he at? Where he need him, man? But you know.
Yes, he was.
But you know, man, ain't nothing up in Minnesota of color except Kirby Puckett and Prince. And we all know that, man. So he telling the truth, man. You know, for them, their truth. You know, he's speaking his mind. Ain't no need for you to, you know, hit rewind or, you know, try to apologize for it, man. He meant what he said, and he said what he meant. You know, now on the flip side of it, man, it comes back to a lot of discussion we had about it yesterday on the show about these guys going not on the criminal side, but, you know, should they be going to college a little bit longer, man. He only saying that because the majority of the NBA is black and the rest of them are foreign players. You know, there is no more quote-unquote great white hopes, if you will. No, there is no more of those. You know, like the question we had yesterday, you know, we talked about it. Your favorite NBA Caucasian player. You know what I'm saying? Because they're a dying breed right now. You know, there is none anymore. You know, so he's salty about that. You know, he's looking for his NBA game. What he ought to do is just be happy we ain't came and took over hockey yet. You just got to be happy we ain't took over hockey. If we take over hockey, they can forget. You know, Tiger already diluted their most purest sport, you know, in golf. You know, got all of us playing golf. So, you know, at least the worst thing he can do is put a brother on the ice with a stick in his hand and get to fight somebody and just go to the penalty box. You know, that's the worst thing they can do. But, you know, that was a sucker move that he made, man. And, you know, you're going to get what's coming to him sooner or later. I hope somebody steal his car before you go home, too.
Wow.
Straight! Hey, man.
What do you think about these guys on these losing streaks, the OKCs, the Miamis? The Indiana Pacers, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, it was bound to happen, man. You know, Miami just snapped theirs tonight. You know what I'm saying? They finally got them a W tonight. And, you know, the same thing with Indiana, OKC, man. OKC, they'll be okay. They just got to get adjusted back with Russell Wilson. You know, we watched some of the game yesterday, man. We was out hollering at AJ, man, in Global Network 1. We was out there watching the game out there, man, and Durant deferred to that boy a little bit too much, man. He deferred to him. I ain't saying nothing wrong with Westbrook. I ain't saying he's a good player. he deferred to him a little bit too much, man. When you're the man, you're the man. You know, so you can't be the man sitting next to the man. You never seen Mike defer to Scotty. You know what I'm saying? You never seen Magic defer to James Worthy. You never seen Bird, you know, defer to Kevin McHale. You know, so if you're the man, you got to be the man. You know, and that's their problem with OKC. Indiana going to be okay, man. You know, they start off hot, and, you know, when Granger got traded, you know, I think that kind of sent some little shockwaves through the locker room. You know, but they got a good player with Evan Turner. You know, they're going to be okay, man. They're going to get it back together. Same thing with the Heat. You know, the Heat going to be there in the end, man. But one thing that the Miami Heat and Indiana Pacers don't want, them dudes not going to want to match up with Chicago, you know, before they meet up in the Eastern Conference Finals. Because Chicago's going to give either one of them problems, man, with or without Derrick Rose. Joe Kim Noah, sure, man, for MVP sure, for me, man. You know, I know it's LeBron. Those are two-horse races, LeBron and KD. But Joe Kim Noah, man. He got them boys balling, dog. I mean, he do. Straight up and down. Hey, about to tell y'all something. Darrell Reeves is about to get cut, too. Let y'all know that. They about to let
Darrell
go.
Darrell Reeves is about to get cut, what? And they want to get another quarterback. Mr. Lovie Smith is not too much in love with Mike Glennon.
Yes, sir. That's $16 million, man. They're trying to trade him, but ain't nobody going to take that $16 million, so... They can't find nobody to get by trading to by tomorrow on Wednesday. He's gonna be fish out of water, out of Tampa Bay water. So, you know, he's gonna be sitting there for the ticking. Yeah, somebody gonna snatch him up, man. You know, somebody gonna
Friday
snatch him
gonna
up big
be,
time.
Friday,
you know,
gonna
so,
be so hot. I'm gonna need 3 sheets of paper to write all these new team names, new faces, and new places, boy.
Hey, you're going to be like the scorekeeper on Sunday. Scorekeeper had about 30 sheets of paper just flying everywhere on Sunday. I'll be cracking up. He'd be shuffling his notes, man, and grabbing and looking. I'd be over there laughing at him, man. It'd be something serious, man. Scorekeeper, that's my dude, man. That's my boy right there. So, great show, man. And I just want to give you guys props, man. And want to call in and want to talk about that Mike Woodson, man. So, you just acknowledging he's just the old pimp over there. And that's what he's
just
doing. He's pimping your knickerbockers over there. He's pimping your boys, man. I can't wait to Friday, man, because it's about to go down. You know, with all these guys making it to the big dance, the free agency going down tomorrow, I'll be checking into the asylum, man. You know,
yeah,
the guard picking around the corner. So better get back in the cell, fellas. I'll holler at you.
That's what it is.
No doubt. We appreciate you calling in, T-Nick, as always. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Yeah, buddy. Elbows, we got to get up out of here, man. We cutting the shout, man. I want to give a shout-out to everybody who's been checking us out on the web, you know what I mean? Everybody who checked us out in the asylum, man. You know we got to get back to ourselves, man, and get that good commissary. I got some of them Debbie snacks for us this evening, Elbow, you know what I mean? So, man, shouts out to everybody in the studio. You know how we get down, man. Shouts out to everybody and the fam. Who you got, L Boogie?
Oh, man, first of all, man, just want to give a shout-out, man, to God, man, for letting us get down in the streets, man. And, you know, shout-out to greatness, man, because without that, you know what I mean, we'll be stopped. You know what I mean? So all the way around, man, L.A. County, North Park, Texas, Cleveland, Ohio, Huff Heights, man, all the folks who listen to us, who are all the callers. And don't forget, if you talk, you don't know. And people who know, don't talk. It's the streets, man. L Boogie, T-Roll, Jewel to G. We'll talk to you on Friday. Oh, we gone. Let's go.
Punjabi. We like the party, we don't cause trouble, we just ride Bugatti. Bad chick shoddy, sorta resemble Sade. Imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys, tryna sneak a peek at that body. See this that time of the week, she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday. Cause la-di-da-di. We like
about them fuck niggas over there, but they worry about me. I got a homeboy named Butter and another homeboy, that nigga named Cheese. Fuck with me, baby, I make it milk till it drip down your knees. Spit this shit for real low, brain real low. Kiddo say he looks up to me, this just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court, eating God get rose. Yesterday, that's the way, every single morning I try to pray. Grandma and them, they never forgot, nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be, talking to me. Girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Shh. Always from the song, I'm the wrong, off the rip. Cause of him, all of them will remember. But the men, nut, they fell in love with rap. Black like having your cousin back. Blue like when that rent is due. Cream like when I'm loving you.